I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 27th. Quincy remains on the high side of the yellow category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. There were 10 new cases of the virus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 73. There have been 136 deaths. Local hospitals say they are better prepared for a second wave of coronavirus cases that are coming in now than they were in the spring. South Shore and Milton hospitals say they are seeing a surge in cases, and Boston hospitals say they have as many cases now as they did at the start of the pandemic. Attorney General Mara Healey says she's keeping a close eye on the controversial natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. Healey says her office has the power to enforce any environmental laws that may be broken, and says she is willing to work with lawmakers to change the way such facilities are regulated. 18-year-old Carlos Serrano of Boston is charged with carjacking and assault and battery after attacking a father and son in a Federal Avenue parking lot in Quincy Sunday night. The victims say they had arranged online to sell their car to Serrano, but that he attacked them and tried to pull them out of the car. Serrano was arrested on Liberty Street, where police say they recovered a BB gun strapped to his ankle. The annual birthday anniversary celebration for President John Adams at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center will be streamed live on Facebook this Friday. Church leaders say the public cannot attend due to the pandemic. However, they wanted the public to be able to view the celebration live Friday at noon. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 27th.